Thousands of internally displaced persons living in the camps around Juba town say they are anxious to go home. Sunday Touch, who was displaced by conflict in 2013, says since the United Nations mission in South Sudan and other organizations withdraw support, families sheltering at UN-protected sites are going through tough times. She says the non-signatories of the 2018 Revitalized Agreement meeting in Nairobi should negotiate in good faith to bring lasting peace in South Sudan.
Even if we are starving, may God soften their hearts so they will sign a peace agreement, because we want to see everyone happy. We want to remain in our houses regardless of whether we are hungry. As long as we can stay at home without any issues, I'll be content. Even in the absence of peace, I would really like to return home because of the circumstances, both inside and outside the camp are the same throughout Juba.
John Kong wrote, another IDP sheltering at POC 3 in Juba, says he does not expect any positive outcome from the Nairobi talks.
Not even in the recent peace talks in Nairobi have we witnessed anything. We will only discuss things that have a favorable result. Nothing else will be discussed. Here, we are starving and nobody wants to help us. Not even the government. We are dying here today. We buried 25 individuals who passed away from starvation.
Paul Pitia, one of the chiefs at POC 3, urges the groups at the peace negotiation in Nairobi to forgive each other.
Just as you disagreed with someone in the past, when you decided to sit at the negotiating table and agreed on reconciliation, it must be so.
Ruot warns the government against bribing the IDPs during election.
The government or officials should not think about us only when elections are approaching. A person who dies cannot vote, and each vote can lead to a person's success in the elections.
Chapter 5 of the Revitalized Peace Agreement commits the transitional government to form 3 transitional justice institutions: Truth, Reconciliation and Healing, for post-war investigation, the Hybrid Court for Justice for Victims, and the Compensation and Reparation Authority for citizens whose property was destroyed in the conflict. The chairperson of the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, Peter Gatwich Kulang, says his office and the UN partners are working on the National Action Plan for Return, Recovery and Reintegration to achieve a durable solution for the IDPs.
So we believe, based on the strategy that we already planned together with the UN partners, we both agree that we should help them, because now we understand, yes, they have health issues, they have sanitation issues, they have no clinic. So now, in the location that they have identified, the services will be added into those areas.
POC 3 is one of the largest camps in Juba, with over 60,000 people. 7,000 are South Sudanese returnees fleeing conflict in Sudan. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.